This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, July 16th. While a fairly quiet day in the cattle complex yesterday, both lives and feeders chopping around and closing near unchanged, so we didn't get a lot of movement there. Of course, the feed grain market was relatively quiet as well, so we didn't get much input from there. In the cash trade, we've had quite a bit of action so far this week. We have the cash trade started out stronger this week at about 125 on the Fed trade, which is up 3 from the previous week, but we're ending the week looking like we're averaging around 123, which is up 1 from the previous week. Dress trade around 198 pushes steady with last week. The box beef values, however, continuing just to erode, down 301 on the choice at 270. Select down 127 at 252. The spread was down 174 at 1739. So I've started keeping track of how many days in a row down we've been, or just generally down, what the percentage is in box beef. So the choice has been down 24 of the last 25 days. It's dropped $69, which is 20% of its high value put back on June 9th. So just over a month, well, about 5 weeks ago, we've dropped 20% in the select, our choice box beef. Select isn't too far behind. We're down 21 of the last 24 days for a drop of $58, and that's 18% off of its high from June 10th. So just to give some perspective on what kind of a wipeout this has been. And in the Fed trade, we haven't really budged. At the time those box beef values were putting in their high, we were trading at 120. And right now we're at 123. So we've actually managed to hold on to some of the gains. We had a high of around 126 about 2-3 weeks ago. And again, at 123, we're still higher than we were a month ago when box beef was putting in its high. So clearly the tables have turned, with the feedlots getting much more leverage against the packers, but the packers were starting from huge profitability levels. They're still doing okay, but it's not something that, not what they're looking at, we're looking at here, again, about 5 weeks ago. I think moving forward, it really is about weather in the Midwest. The Southern Plains look okay. It's going to get pretty hot in the Central Plains, and of course the Northern Plains is just a complete disaster. We're seeing a lot more cattle coming off of the Northern Plains, which is understandable. They don't have any water. There's no grass. There's no hay. So we're seeing some pretty significant herd liquidation. That is tending to pressure the feeder cattle market, and it's going to bottleneck some live cattle marketings. And again, a lot of these calves are going to be small as you get into the feedlot, so that'll stretch out the marketing somewhat. But it does put your numbers in the feedlots earlier than normal. And they'll finish a little bit earlier than normal, but again, they're coming in at lighter weights. So it's going to take longer to finish them, and it's expensive feed. And it's probably going to get more expensive as we move forward here if the heat continues to torch the Northern Plains and moves into the Midwest. So it's really about weather and feed grain supplies, and those are tightening. Spring wheat crop is a complete disaster here in the U.S. and in Canada. Winter wheat is being pulled off the combines as it was being cut and moving into the feedlots. And so feed grain supplies have continued to be fairly tight, and I just don't see that changing. And worldwide, it's kind of the same story. So it's going to be expensive to feed cattle. They're going to put them on grass as long as they can in the Southern Plains. But I think this says it sets into motion, or actually exacerbates some motion that's already been going on. We had major herd liquidation last year for the drought in the western part of the U.S. Now it's, you know, it's settled in across the northern tier of the U.S. We're seeing another round of herd liquidation, and it's significant. So we are looking at least 2 years in a row of notable herd liquidation, and that's setting the stage for a very bullish market once we get past all these marketings that are being forced into the feedlot. So I think feeder cattle in the short term, probably more pressure, especially if corn takes off. I don't see feeder cattle having much choice but to take another leg down. But either way you slice it, as long as the economy holds together, I think the cattle market enters a long-term bull market once we get past this pain that we're looking at over the next few months. That's basically just kind of the bottom line. If the heat settles into the western Midwest, corn crop takes another leg, you know, the corn crop production will take another leg down. That pushes prices sharply higher, and it's going to take a toll on feeder cattle prices. In the meantime, we are setting the stage for very strong markets over the next few years. Now, export sales last week were pretty small, 9,300 tons for beef. Japan took 3,000, Mexico 1,800, China 1,600. Pork at 10,600, Mexico took 5,300, Japan took 3,100. Of course, last week was a holiday week, so we didn't expect to see big numbers. So generally, you know, it's kind of the same story we've been talking about for quite a while. It's that we have to work our way through the pollination period in particular, but also through the month of August for the corn crop. It just depends on what Mother Nature brings. We've got this massive heat dome across the north, the one that's forcing the liquidation of your herds, threatening the feed grain supply as well. And I think this is just it's a huge event going on here. We already had a demand-driven bull market in corn and beans before this growing season, and we're really struggling to get the yields stabilized here for corn and beans. We've got huge yields in the southern Midwest and eastern Midwest, but is it enough to offset 20% of the U.S. production that's being threatened as we speak? And we'll just have to wait it out and see. So short term, I think cattle struggle, but longer term, I think, you know, once we settle out, once we get into like mid-August and we have a pretty good idea of what corn and beans will be doing, then it just depends on what's happening. But again, longer term, it sets the stage for a pretty bullish market for fed cattle and feeder cattle. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.